On the Team Hochberg phone line from Apt Appliance, it's Matt Moser. How you doing today, Matt?
Good. How are you today?
I have a lot of questions about grilling and barbecues, and my first question is, what's the deal with the sear button, the knob on my grill? There's a control, there are the controls for the burners, and then there's one that's for searing. How are you supposed to use that? What? Yeah, it's a Weber. Got it from Apt.
Wonderful. Yeah, so the Weber, if you have a side burner on the Weber grills, then you're going to have a sear burner on there as well. It's a fourth burner if you have a three-burner system, and it's going to heat the grill up to 600 degrees, and you can sear in that spot to get a nice sear on it. So then you could reverse the grilling on the other side then.
Okay, so you lost me there. So when you turn that on, does that affect the whole grill or just one section of it?
No, there's just one burner in it.
Okay.
That's the sear station. And that's going to just heat up that area to 600 degrees so you can get a nice sear on your steak or chicken, and then you can move it over to another part of the grill to finish off the cooking.
Okay, then you turn the sear off after that, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. The technology of barbecue grills has certainly evolved a lot in the last few years. There are some that look like rocket ships right now. What's the hot seller? What's number one? What's the most popular one?
So, of course, everybody loves their Weber grills. Two of my new favorite grills, though, are the Napoleon Prestige. That has an infrared side burner on it that heats up to 1,800 degrees. So you can do searing on that and then move it over to the grill. And then there's the new Charbroil as well. They have a sear station on that that heats up to 1,700 degrees.
And are people buying those eggs? You know, we had one of those green eggs, and it was just so much trouble to use it. We ended up not really using it that much. But when we did, the neighborhood sure smelled good. It smoked smoked for blocks around.
Yeah, we don't sell the green eggs here anymore, but we sell the Kamado Joes. Those are wonderful. They are a ceramic grill that you could grill on it, smoke on it, or even bake on it, really.
And answer this question. Should you get gas? Should you get electric? Should you just get a charcoal grill?
It depends on what you're doing. A lot of people, if you're doing grills, they're doing gas grills. You could either do natural gas or liquid propane. But a lot of the people now are doing smokers as well. So that's going to be the Traegers. And the Weber has the new Smoke Fire, which is electric. And you have to plug in. They use pellets. And you can get a nice smoke on that as well.
Do foods taste as good when you're barbecuing on a gas grill?
Of course, charcoal or lump coal is going to be better tasting. But you're still getting a great taste on a charcoal grill or a gas grill.
And as far as things like wood pellet grills, what's the story on those?
Traeger and Weber have a wood pellet grill. Those are just mainly for smoking. They're fantastic. They're digitally controlled, so you can have a nice even heat with the pellets. And the pellets are controlled, so they're not feeding too many pellets in at one time. So the smoke is controlled through how your setting is, so where you have it low and slow, or you could have it more smoke going on at one time as well.
And you mentioned, I think, infrared burners. Why do we need those? What do those do?
It's just a hotter temperature, so it's going to heat up faster, and you're going to be able to sear on that as well. So it's like the Weber sear station, but kicked up to another notch. So, like I said, the Napoleon has it on theirs, and that goes up to 1,800 degrees, and it reaches that in 30 seconds. And the Broil King has it on theirs, and that goes up to 1,700 degrees. So you could put your steak on that, get a nice sear on it, and move it to the other side of the grill, and finish off cooking there. So you're getting a really nice, juicy steak, but with a nice crust on the outside.
So that's why people like to sear it, because my question is, well, why do you need 1,800 degrees?
I mean, that's just, you could adjust it so that's the max temperature you can get at it. So you're going to get that nice hard crust on the outside, but you can kick that down all the way down to 300 degrees, and you could still use that side burner infrared as cooking or boiling water for corn or a sauce or something like that.
Are people still buying what's basically a giant steel bowl for charcoal?
The kettles?
Yeah.
Yes.
The kettle.
Those are always popular. They have a different flavor to them, like you were talking about earlier. The charcoal is what I grew up on, and it's, you don't get that gas taste at all. You're getting that charcoal, delicious flavor that's awesome on a steak. Weber shut down this year for a little while, as well as Napoleon and Royal King and some of the other companies, Traeger. So we were sold out of kettles for a while because so many people are grilling at home. There's not restaurants open.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody still loves their kettle.
And what are we talking price-wise here? Give us the low end to the high end. What are we talking about?
Are we talking charcoal grills?
Well, everything, you know, starting with your basic steel bowl.
Basic steel bowl, you can get a charcoal kettle with Weber for $179, and they move all the way up to $600, $700, $800. We even have now ones with a table on them, a side table, and they have a small propane tank that starts the charcoal itself, and those are great because you're not having to wait for lighter fluid or waiting for your chimney stack to heat up the charcoal, and those run about $430, $450.
And what's the top of the line if you want to get the Rolls Royce of grills? What's that one?
Well, we have several of them. Lynx is a fantastic company. Lynx Professional, Heston, DCS. Depends on the size you get, and then it depends on the burners as well. Some of them have briquettes, and some of them have the infrared Trident burners. You could spend up to $7,000-$8,000 on a single grill.
Okay, so if you spent $8,000 on a grill, what do you get? What's in there?
No, I'm just kidding. They come with the quality of the steel is fantastic. They have the infrared burners. You get rotisserie. The burner systems are fantastic. They have windproofing. They have infrared rotisserie burners as well. There's lots of great features on those expensive grills.
And is a common mistake that people make, they want to get the gas grill and they don't know about their gas hookup at home or if they have one?
If you have a natural gas line, you could get a natural gas grill. But, of course, just like everything at App does, we have people that will come out and install a natural gas line as well. So if you don't have one, you can always get liquid propane tank that you can get at any retailer, or we even sell the liquid propane tanks, but you can go either route. If you have that hookup at your home, you can get the natural gas, or you can just use your good old liquid propane tank.
Yeah, we used to have one, and that liquid propane tank, that was a pain. I didn't really like that. It was too much trouble.
It can be, yes.
And when you are at home, Matt, what do you use?
I have a couple different grills. I have a Royal King gas grill, and then I have a charcoal kettle Weber grill that I've recently purchased. I was at the store talking to a friend of mine, and they said, look at that thing. I go, maybe I should just get one of those. I go, it's nice to have that option. Steaks always taste better when you're cooking on a charcoal grill, but does everybody have that time to do that, though? To heat up the charcoal, let it cook, get the grill nice and ready. So I said, well, might as well have both.
You know, when we got our grill, and I wanted to take a picture of it because I knew it would never look as nice as it does on the first day. What's the best way to clean those things?
Clean the outside. We have cleaners that you can use. Inside, you just have to be careful so you don't mess up the burners inside. You always have to clean the inside grates. It's easier to clean the grates on stainless steel grates. Personally, I just heat up the grill, take a nice scraper, scrape those off. With the cast iron grates, you're going to have to do a little bit of maintenance on those. So oiling them, making them so they're not getting rusted, and as well as cleaning them with that.
Yeah, and you're supposed to clean the grill while it's still warm, right? So the best time to do it is you're done cooking, and then that's when you scrape it off.
Yeah, I always turn the grill on high when I'm done, and get the grates really hot, and then take the scraper, and the food comes off really easily then.
All right, it's Matt Moser. He's an appliance sales specialist over at Apt, and if you go over there and mention you heard him on our show, Matt will give you a secret tip for good barbecuing, won't you, Matt?
That's correct. Don't be afraid to ask for us, and we will definitely help you out.
Okay, Matt. You have a good weekend. Happy grilling over the holiday, and we'll see you at Apt. Take care.
I appreciate it, Bob. Take care. Have a great day.